It's good to be with you today. For those of you who are visiting with us, maybe here for the first time, this is not our normal scene. Okay? I would like to preach dressed like this every week, but I don't do that either. This is VBS, the beginning of Vacation Bible School. And aren't you excited? You look excited. Some of you look exhausted because of all the work we've already been doing. But the fun really starts this evening, and really looking forward to it. And we've got some really great things going to be happening this week. And our lesson this morning is really intended to be kind of a promotional and kind of setting us up for what we're in store for throughout this week in our Bible classes and all throughout the week. You know, we've been focusing on prayer and trying to build this church into a house of prayer to the Lord. That's what our goal is. And we've been studying and really searching and really praying about becoming more of the kind of prayer warriors that God wants us to be and to become a house of prayer to the Lord more and more in our lives. Most recently, we've been focusing a lot on prayer that helps us to tear down strongholds. And we began that part of our study, this series of lessons on tearing down strongholds, we began that study with the text that was read for us as we began, from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And that is our theme text for our Vacation Bible School. And of course, y'all notice it is what? Make war on the floor. That's what it's all about. Okay? And that's what we're going to be focusing on throughout this week, is making war on the floor. Learning some more about prayer and the power of prayer that God has made available to us. And, you know, when we began talking about these strongholds that we face, these things that Satan puts up against us in our lives to try to hold us in bondage to sin, we began, as we looked at this text, and a couple of things just to kind of remind you about. You know, Paul here talks about the weapons of war, and that we use different weapons than what the world uses. When the world thinks about war, it's a completely different thing, isn't it? When we're talking about war, we're talking about spiritual warfare, as we've talked about over and over again here. And remember that, you know, he talks about this divine power. Okay? And the word that Paul uses there is dunamis, which is the word that we get our word dynamite from. Okay? And Beth Moore, if you remember in the book we've been talking about on prayer, you know, she talks about two sticks of dynamite that we have. And that's God's Word and prayer. And with those two sticks of dynamite, that's what we use to destroy and to demolish the strongholds that we face within our lives. And we demolish those strongholds, those arguments, and we take every thought captive. As we prepare for Vacation Bible School, as we get ready to focus on making war on the floor, I want us to take a little bit of time this morning and look at, first of all, what are some of the things that we can pray specifically to be fighting Satan? Okay? And then what kinds of prayer can we really be focusing on? And that's what we're going to be talking about throughout all this week. So I want to start out in looking at that. Look at your outline. If you have your outline there, then you notice the first topic is we're going to be looking at prayer that opens things. Okay? Prayer that opens things. Now, there's two major things that we're going to focus on in this particular part of it. First of all is prayers that open the eyes of our hearts. Okay? We need to be focusing on asking God to open the eyes of our hearts because, you know, so much of what we focus on, we're focusing on with these eyes. And when we only focus on with these eyes, then what we can see is limited because we're only going to see physical things with them. But God has a power to give us to open the eyes of our heart so that we can see even more things. Look in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. This is a prayer, or this is a statement that Paul asked And he tells about this prayer that he's praying for the Christians in Ephesus. He says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know. And look at these three things that he talks about knowing here. The hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That's one of the things we need to be praying about. We need to be praying that the eyes of our heart will be open so we can tap in to that kind of power in our lives. So we'll be able to see more of what's going on around us, so we'll be better prepared to fight against Satan. The second thing we need to be praying for is doors of opportunity. Yeah, doors of opportunity. Now this one gets a little bit scary, okay? Because when we start praying for doors of opportunity to be open, that means that we've got to start doing something with those who are behind those doors. Okay? Take a look with me over to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 2, Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. That's an area that we really need to be praying for God to use His power to open things with. You see? To open doors of opportunity, Paul is saying here. Opportunity into the lives of other people that we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the encouragement here is for us to be looking at other people in our lives. Perhaps that's a place to start. Okay? Whether it be family members or neighbors or friends or co-workers, whoever it might be, that we need to be lifting those people up before God and asking God to open their heart, open the door of their heart so that we will be able to teach them about Him. Pray for those opportunities, you see. Present those to the Lord. Now, here's the tough part about that, though. You know, one of the things that I have heard over the years in ministry from Christians when it comes to studying the Bible with other people is something along the lines of, well, I just don't know the Bible well enough, and I'm afraid they might ask me something that I don't know, and you know, and all of those kinds of excuses that Satan provides to us for not reaching out and trying to share the gospel with other people. You have to realize that's exactly what they are, as excuses. If we pray, listen to me, think about this, if we pray and ask God to open the doors of opportunity for us to be able to reach someone with His Word, do you not think that God can give you what you need to be able to share the gospel with that person? You see? Whenever we're focusing with these eyes, and that's why it's important that we have the eyes of our heart open, when we're focusing with these eyes, we're only looking at the physical, we're looking at ourselves, we're looking at our inabilities, and Satan is just as happy as he can be with that. When we pray for God to open the eyes of our heart and we pray for the opportunities to share His gospel, we begin to be able to see the power that God has, not only to present those opportunities to us, but to give us what we need to share His Word with those that He brings to us. So we need to be, we're going to be focusing on prayer that opens things. Okay? We're also going to be focusing on prayer that provides power. And I've already been mentioning this power. We're going to be focusing on that. Prayer that provides power. Look in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. The Apostle Paul here says, for this reason I kneel before the Father from whom this his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have, and here it is again, power. Okay? Power for what? That you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Paul here emphasizing the importance of praying, that we can be strengthened with God's power through His Spirit. Where? Not just through the Word, but in our inner being. Christ in us. You see, that's the power source. Christ living in us. So He will dwell in our hearts. And thus then, being able to, and I like the way he expresses this, being rooted. Okay? Not just kind of sitting on the surface. Okay? Being grounded. Held firm. Standing firm. Standing firm in what? Being rooted in what? Being rooted, you see, held together, that we can know, we can grasp a hold of how wide and long and high and deep is God's love. Yeah, you know, one of those strongholds that we oftentimes run into is Satan throwing the questions to us when we're struggling with stuff. Does God really love me? Okay? We're able to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep God's love is. When we're facing those difficult moments in our lives, that doesn't even become an issue. And instead of questioning God's love, we turn to Him to rely on God's love, that kind of love, to give us what we need to get us through those difficult times. One of the areas that we're going to be looking at through this particular part of our study is Paul's thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and how Paul, in praying about having that thorn in the flesh removed, and God tells him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness." So we're going to be focusing on and looking at how important it is for us to recognize and to acknowledge how weak we are without God. And when we do that, how much power we then have through God to accomplish whatever it is He wants us to accomplish. And then finally, we're going to be looking at prayer that makes love abound more and more. Look in Philippians chapter 1. In verse 9, Paul says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." Let me ask you this. Do you know everything that you need to know about God? I don't either. I know you thought I was going to say I did, right? No. I don't know anything there is to know about God. I haven't even begun to scratch the surface. But I continue to pray, asking God to help me to know Him better. And that's what we need to be doing. Because it's in that relationship we talk about all the time that we grow. That God wants us to be in with Him. And so we need to be praying for knowledge of God and depth of insight into Him, who He is and what He wants from us and what He wants to give us in our lives. We need to be praying about those things. So we're going to be focusing some on that this week. But then there's also, once we're able to do that, to discern what is best, he says. To be pure and blameless until the day of Christ and be filled with the fruit of righteousness. How many of us don't need that? See? Are you ready, to say in other words, for the Lord to come back again? Are you? Should all be going, yeah. But each day that we have to live in this life, there are new challenges that we face. There are new battles that we face. And God will give us the strength that we need to face those battles, to face those challenges, so that when it's time for us to go home, okay, we'll be ready and prepared, see, to face the Lord and to meet Him. I want to hear from Him. This is something that Rick mentions all the time. He's always bringing this up. I want to, when I stand before God in judgment, I want to hear from Him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." See? That's what I want to hear from Him. And so I recognize that I need God on a regular basis, daily, all the time, to be helping me and preparing me for that moment. You see? So that I can tear down more and more of those strongholds, and I can become more and more of what He wants me to do on a daily basis. You see? So that I'm ready for that. That's what I'm looking forward to. How about you? Amen. Amen. Well, that's what we're going to be doing this week. That's what we're going to be focusing on. You see? I'm excited about it. How about you? Okay, I realize that a lot of us are really tired, okay, already. But I'm excited about it. I really am. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great week. And I hope we're able to fill up this building with just as many folks as we can. So, we have until 6:30 this evening, okay? If you haven't already gone out and told whoever you need to tell to invite them to get them here, then you got till then. We start at 6:30 this evening with registration, and Miss Beverly has all that together, right, Miss Beverly? You're ready for them to come in. Hey, you get one of these cool T-shirts, okay? All right? You get one of these cool T-shirts, and we're going to have a great time. Miss Beverly's ready for registration, so bring the kids on, bring their parents. Again, remember, this is not just for the kids, this is for adults. We have classes all the way through, from the little ones all the way through adults. Really want to encourage you to come back and be there. Yes, question back here. Sure, absolutely. We want you to. Okay, you can sit with them, you can be with them through the whole thing if you want to do that. We won't take them away from you, we promise. We'll be glad to give them back to you at 9 o'clock, okay? That will not be a problem, I promise, okay? All right? But it's going to be an exciting time. We've got a lot of great things that are planned. We've got some great crafts that are planned, some great activities. The teachers have been working on their classrooms and the lessons. It's just going to be a great week, and looking forward to all the different things that are going to be happening with that. So here's the thing that I want you to do. I want to ask you to do. Okay? Again, this all starts at 6:30 this evening. Sometime today, take some time to pray. Okay? Let's keep bringing this Vacation Bible School before God, and asking Him to bless this effort. And again, praying for doors of opportunity for folks to come and to be here and to see this, that we might be able to teach them about Jesus. Okay? So that's your task for today. All right? Pray about Vacation Bible School. And, you know, as we kind of get all excited about this, and that becomes the major focus of what we're doing right now, but our most important focus is and always needs to be on souls, on saving people's souls. And fighting this spiritual warfare that we're in, all this talk about the power that we have available through God is to help us to overcome Satan. There may be somebody here this morning that's struggling in some really particular way. Maybe some of the strongholds that we've been talking about already in our study. Maybe you need some prayers, some guidance, maybe forgiveness for the sin in your life that's been going on. We want to provide that opportunity for you this morning. If you need that prayer, if you need that strength to help you to overcome, then let's lift you up before the Lord and pray with you this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you have the opportunity to become one right now, today. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then confess Him as such. You need to repent of the sin that's separating you from God, because that's what it's doing. As long as that sin stays there, then you are lost and you're separated from God outside of a relationship with Him. The great news is that you can have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism right now, if that's your desire to do. If you're ready to make that commitment, then confess your sins, repent of those sins, and call upon Jesus as your Lord and be baptized for the forgiveness of those sins. Become a new creature this morning. Back behind all of this stuff, we do have water that is prepared for you if you're ready to make that commitment. We have a song that Tom's going to come up and lead us in. Ted is going to be in the back. If you would like to just have a private prayer with him, talk with him privately, you can go back and see him. I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone that would like to come up and request prayers or whatever it is that you need that we can help you with. That's what we want to be able to do. So let's stand together.